time for us to begin. And you may be sitting in a little different spot, so you know that you may have somebody new to work with. Just as a quick reminder, we kind of divide right down through the middle where that middle piece is. That's the group. The people in the front rows turn around and talk to the people behind them. People on the ends, you just kind of lean forward and join in a group over there. People across the back, you're all across the back, so you have to lean in and get close to each other and kind of join in. I'd like for you to introduce yourselves again, because you may be new people. And as you introduce yourself, give your name, where a congregation you're from, and your favorite vacation place. Do that quickly, please. Will you turn to your neighbor and go, shh. Thank you very much. Today we're starting on the second one about what is maturity. The second of the eight subjects we're going to cover. Yesterday we kind of looked at our motivation. What is maturity? Kind of got an idea. Today we're going to be looking at attitudes. What are some of the attitudes that have to deal with maturity? If you'll open up your notebook, you'll notice in the next section we have our meditation. This is a time for you to do some personal consideration. You have a scripture there for us to look at, Job 23, 10 through 11. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept his way without turning aside. A question I'd like for you to consider and maybe jot yourself a little note, a sentence or two, out of your own consideration, is how should this passage encourage us in our maturing process? You'll take a moment to kind of think about that and jot something down, and then we'll get some responses. So take a moment to do some consideration. This will be a free response, which means I won't pick a group. What about this passage encourages you as you work towards that process of maturing? Yes, go ahead.
Though Job may have attained to it, and we don't feel perhaps personally that we have attained to this, that we are have kept his way without turning aside, Job knows that it's attainable, that we can at some point in our lives feel that we have actually done that.
Okay, the idea of it is an attainable goal. Job got there, he was confident. We may not feel that way, but we have the assurance maybe that it is attainable. Because Job was a man like us, right? He was simply a man. What else?
The journey may be hard, but the goal is worth it.
Okay, the journey may be hard, but the goal is worth it.
You're not in it alone.
Okay, you're not in it alone. There's an encouragement in that.
We have oversight, we have a path to follow, and
okay, we have oversight, a path to follow, and there will be an accounting. Okay, going back to James 2 and 2, that backs up that passage because it shows us that how we find that joy, that there is an accounting, and we know that it's all going to work out. Okay, did I have one here? Someone pointing? No? Yeah.
I think that we have many trials, each one of us.
Okay, we do all have trials, but God has brought us safely through the ones behind us. There should be a confidence then in what God can do in front of us. And that's so true. That is that hope that several have talked about. Well, I'd like to go back because I'd like to pick up one of the things I had to skip yesterday. So we'd like for you to go back and find the little section that says the word web on day one. And it has to do with the word web of mature. And let me kind of give you some instruction on that again. I think this is an interesting process. And this is a group process. So you'll need to work in a group in just a moment. But what you do with a word web is simply write down words that come to mind. And since you're working in a group, this is going to be kind of noisy. So you want to listen to your group, and you want to listen to the people in the other groups, because they may say a word that you want to write down that you didn't think about. So you have one person kind of cocking ear back in another direction. And as you work on this, sometimes when people say one word, it makes you think of something else. So that's the idea of a word web. This is not a time to qualify them or to quantify them. It just simply is, we need to get some words down that come down quickly, and then we can look at them later and see what happens. So take a couple of minutes. It's called a web because you can just write all the way around the word. Like I said, there's not much space right there, but there is space on the left-hand side for you to do that. And then I'll ask you to do something with it after you do the word web. So for right now, go ahead and start in your group, turn around and talk to each other, and take a couple of minutes to write down as many things as you can think about when you hear the word maturity. And it doesn't have to be spiritual, folks, just what comes to mind when you say maturity. Would you turn to your neighbor and go, shh. Thank you very much. Okay, what I want you to do now, and this will have to be done really quickly, because I want one word from each group. One word from each group. That means that you kind of need to listen, someone in your group or the group needs to listen, as people give me words, the word that you think is your favorite, someone else may use it. So we're going to start in the back and work forward. Everybody always starts in the front and works backwards. So we'll start in the back and work forward. That will give you a more opportunity to give us a word. And I need a word from this group back over here in our quiet room. See, in television they call that, although they can hear us, so it's not like they can see us but not hear us, but they're going to give me a word here in a minute. So the idea is to give us a word, and we're just going to kind of make a web here of different words that people have talked about. You got your word? Give it to me, and I'll start. Okay. Responsible. Yeah. Okay. In the back, cross the back there. This section over here, cross the back. Those wisdom. Coming across the back, another group in there. On that back wall?
Experience.
What?
Experience.
Experience. I know. Oh, man, I don't like that. Okay, another over there, through there. You have to talk loud.
Manners.
Manners. Okay, back over in that corner, back over there.
Unselfishness.
Okay, there we are. Look at that. Selfishness. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, coming across in the front now, this in the back, on this side, the next section in the back right here.
Discipline.
Discipline. Okay, on this side.
Growth.
On this side over here.
Mission.
Mission.
Patience.
Patience. Thank you for having patience with my not hearing well.
Self-control.
Okay, over here. Next group up.
Focused.
And the next group across.
Humble.
Okay, over here.
Ripe.
Okay, group over there.
Develop.
Okay, next group up here.
Knowledge.
And then there.
Godliness.
What?
Godliness.
I should put capital G. Over here. What?
Predictable.
Yes. Over there.
Conversation, talk to each other. And Brent's just listening here. Talking.
Conversation, being able to talk. Over here.
Self-reliance.
Consistent. Is that an A-N-T? A-N-T. Consistent. Okay. Counselor.
Integrity.
Ooh, did you hear that? Integrity. Over here? Let's see, where are we at? No, right in here someplace?
Helpful.
Yeah? Okay, what is it?
Full grown.
Full grown. Over here?
Prudent.
Wow. Now, there's a one up here that I didn't. That
bravery.
Bravery, okay.
Vision.
Stable.
Understanding.
Whoa, too much, overload. Okay, but you get the idea, don't you? We have a lot of things that go with this. What I'd like for you to do now in your group, and you can use this list if you can see it, you got your list. As a group, take a time now to write a definition. Write a definition. What does maturity, pull it all down. You got a lot of this, synthesize it down. We're gonna get one sentence, maybe two if we stretch it, but get it down to a definition. Define what it is we're looking for. What is maturity? Okay, go ahead and get started on that. Okay, let me have your attention. What I'd like to do is I'd like for you to hear the definitions. So in your group, decide who is going to be the reader for your definition. And I'm going to bring the microphone, and I'm just going to walk down this outside row first. Whoever the person is on this side who's going to be the reader, you be ready to read. And then I'll go down and around and back down through the middle and back up and around and then over to those folks. So we should have a variety of definitions. Okay? So, in the interest of time, will the people in your group that's going to be the reader, would you raise your hand? Keep them up. I'm checking to see if I got everybody ready to read here. Okay. Looks like good. Good. Mia, put your hands down now. So, when I come your direction, you just kind of look up at me or get my attention or grab my arm or something and read. This reader is here.
A place that's reached or striven for through experience, knowledge, and wisdom.
Okay. Well, I set a high standard, didn't I?
Okay, here we are. Who's next?
You are mature when you have obtained knowledge, have the wisdom to use it in a patient and humble manner, taking responsibility for the consequences of your actions.
It's getting tough on the other end, isn't it?
Ours isn't quite that original. Maturity is being able to accept the things you cannot change, have the courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I always like copying from other people that have good ideas.
A Christian with the knowledge and boldness to be a good leader in teaching and examples.
Okay. One who has grown to be fully developed socially, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Okay. Where's the next? Well, I'll come around on that side. I'll come right down to you.
A person who has an advanced personality that is seasoned from experience to an unselfish, self-reliant character.
Okay. Big words, big words.
Ability to conduct yourself in a proper manner at all times.
A person who has good values and a sense of responsibility.
Coming down, gonna come down this inside now.
A mature person focuses on the important things in life, then acts on them with good judgment.
Good judgment?
Ours is very short. The ability to cope with any situation in life.
Next, down here.
Fully grown and experienced to wisely walk with God in every thought, word, and deed.
Okay. Oh, you're ahead yours, okay? Back up here in the front there. Who's on this side? Come on.
Growth to the point that acquired virtues are producing good results.
Acquired virtues producing good results.
Maturity is the process of growth which results in consistent living so we can focus properly. It's a combination of the experience of life as well as the knowledge of God's Word.
And Webster said that. Okay. Who's back here now?
One who is dependable to others by being reliant on God.
Maturity is a state of being which is characterized by an advanced state of development. A person who is mature is in full or nearly full control of their emotions and reactions and always responds and acts in a virtuous manner.
Psychology 101 right there. Where else we got? Back here. Who's our person back here?
The use of absorbed knowledge that comes with aging.
Okay. Right here.
Mature. Adjective. The experienced nature which accompanies wisdom and understanding over time, including many other positive characteristics.
I love adjectives. Okay. Who else? Who's my next one here?
One who through experience and discipline has become open to guidance and set priorities to become an example.
We made it simple. The mature person is all of the above, referring to your room. Room for more.
Let's see the overhead, right? Okay, where's...
Well, we're just simple people, too. Living a long life and becoming ripe in God's eyes, connected to the vine.
The vine, oh, that's good. Anybody here? Can we get right here?
Mature is to be perfect and entire, not lacking anything, that we may neither be barren nor unfruitful in knowledge of God.
Okay, there we go. One more here. Hang on. I feel like one of those talk shows. They run down from one place to the other. Who's got it? Okay.
A responsible, experienced person filled with integrity and a passion for the betterment of humanity.
Okay. Now, think about all those for a minute. Can you think of some commonalities? A lot of different things were said, but what were some of the things that were common to all of them, regardless of how they put them? What? Complete, okay? Process. A higher ground. Okay, it takes time. Growth, okay? And all those things go together, and that's what, you know, we talked about yesterday, we'll continue to talk about. We're not going to get there quickly, folks. So to expect other people to get there quickly is unrealistic. And as we noticed yesterday, even some of our great Bible characters, even though they had some maturity, had periods of time when they weren't behaving so mature. And we need to accept that and be willing to understand that can happen to all of us. Okay, we did that. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go past that one. Okay, let's go to this one. If you want to turn your Bibles to Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verse 11. I want to look at a couple of these items. The idea today is attitudes. And many of the definitions that you gave, and even some of the things that we have up here on this list, have to do with attitudes. What's my attitude towards things? And that's important. And the writer of the Hebrews, the Hebrew letter, also tells us a little bit about the attitudes. He says, we have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. We'll stop right there for a moment and notice a couple of things. The coming of an attitude. One, you have to start as an infant. That seems to be a given. You start someplace and the starting point is an infant. And an infant needs to start with milk, not with meat. That's important also, to know what we need to feed each other. An infant also sometimes is slow to learn. Take any three-year-old. How many times do you have to tell them not to touch something? 14,397. They don't get it sometimes. They're slow to learn. We also are that way. You also need to deal with elementary truths. Elementary truths. Someone mentioned the other day about starting with the book of Revelation. They're excited about getting in the book of Revelation. That's a difficult place to start, folks. There are a lot of other places you can start that would be more profitable, even though it's a good book and it has great promise for us. And then next it goes on to say, but solid food is for the mature, who, by constant use, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. So the opposite of the infant, then, is the mature. You have your left side and your right side. You have the beginning and the ending. The infant, the mature, he says. And the mature, as opposed to those infants who have milk, have meat. Something that is more solid. Something that takes longer to digest. Something that provides the energy that you need to be an adult. Not the energy that you need to be a child. It also has to do with righteousness. In the passage just before this, in the slide before this, he talked about the idea of righteousness. Maturity has to do with righteousness in your life. And righteousness is an attitude. It's also the way you behave, but it's an attitude. And then he also talks here, and I love this part, about trained themselves. If you remember yesterday when we looked at the examples of the wheat and the people, we noticed that they just kind of grew, right? In the spiritual life, we don't just grow. It takes personal training. And in this case, the writer here says, who by constant use have trained themselves. You don't get there without effort. And you don't get there without personal responsibility. It takes some time, and that's important. And it has been of constant use. That's the attitude that we need to have. The attitude of training, of consistency, of righteousness. Okay? In order to get there, what I'd like to do next then is look at this attitude. Now, these scriptures are not in your book, if I remember correctly. But I want to divide you up into these nine passages. This is a familiar passage. This is the Sermon on the Mount. And I believe that we spend very little time, unfortunately, in these three chapters of the book of Matthew. I believe they contain much of the material we need to know to be mature. And we just kind of overlook them a lot of times. You can do a lot with this, but I'll get off my soapbox and move on to what I'm trying to get to. What I'd like to do is I'd like to divide you up into groups again. I'm going to assign you one of these nine to work on and to look at, and look at it specifically from the standpoint of what does this passage tell us about maturity? Now, we've looked at it from a lot of different standpoints, but we want to look at it now from what does it tell us about maturity? And so it may not be a surface look. You may have to think about what are the concepts, the principles, the guidelines that Jesus is talking about that want to get me to where he'd like for me to be. Okay? If you get finished, we're going to give you several minutes to work on this. If you get finished with the one assigned, feel free to take another one and look at it. And that's okay. That's a good thing to do. I mean, you will get twice the amount of knowledge as somebody who only gets to one. If you get to three, then you get three times, all for the price of one. I mean, what a deal, huh? Can you pass that up? Okay, so here we go. Number one and number two, and we're just going to go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay? So that's 1 and 2, and so 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8. And 9, and then we'll start over with 1. You guys will be 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8. And you guys will 9, 1, and 2, 3, and 4. You guys all together, are you two groups? 4 and 5, okay? 4 and 5. So you go, look at those passages, really think about, and you guys are 6. I'm sorry, almost forgot you. You guys are 6. Look at that passage and think about it. And then we're going to report out and see what we've got. Would you turn to your neighbor and go, shh. Thank you. I know this is maybe a little short on time, but as every speaker has said so far, we seem to be short on time. So one of the things that happened when I wrote to the congregation and they asked me about speaking and what my plan was, and I said, well, my intent was to give more information than I would able to cover, so you'd have something to do when you went someplace else. And I think so far I've been successful in 2 days. I've had more information than I wanted to cover. Okay, so what I want to do is just go through these very quickly and get some ideas from the groups that covered them. And again, let's do this as quickly as we can so we can work on it. The groups that I should probably have 3 groups from each question pretty close. So 5, 3 through 12, what ideas? Okay, humility seems to be an idea. Okay. Okay, other groups that did this. Anything else you want to add? Okay, how about 13 through 16? Groups that did that. Okay, thank you. Other groups that did that want to comment?
Charles made the comment that what we provide is sin with salt and light, but we do it in contrast to what people are used to.
Okay, a contrast to what they're used to. Okay, 20 and 21. Okay. Other groups that did that? Okay, the next group, 1 through 18. Okay. Another group that covered that. Now, you people back there, I know you're in a disadvantage here. So if you want to comment, you're going to have to come out, I guess. Okay, when we get to whatever you're working on. I can't remember now. Six, I guess. Any other group on that one? Oh, okay, yes. Okay. As Roger said, not forget, right? Okay, 19 through 23. Okay, go. Okay. Faith in the Lord and trust helps our growth in the Lord. Other groups that covered that one? Okay. Page 624 through 33. Okay, seek God. And what'd you say? And not? Oh, God will provide. Okay. Okay. Okay, next, 7:1-5. Okay. Don't judge others.
Should be a lot there, yeah.
Do, thank you. Not judge others until you've to look at yourself. Okay?
The word of God is measurement to judge.
Okay. Measure by word. Hey, somebody else? Did you have something, Steve? No? Okay. Seven, the next one then?
Seven Ames.
Now do what?
Seven Ames, I-N-G.
Seven Ames. And that means?
Depending, seeking, asking, understanding, acknowledging, doing, receiving.
Hey, seven ings, so something to look for when you look in that passage. It has a certain ing to it, yeah? He said it. Okay, and anything else on that one?
He about summed it up.
About summed it up, okay. Okay, and the last one then. 21-23. Okay, a lot of that is, again, if you come back, if you're looking at the idea of growing to maturity, what you have then is a series of things that I need to work on. And they're practical things. They're things that live in life. They're the way your neighbor responds to you, the coworker who irritates you all the time because of the tone of their voice or because they always take credit or because of this or that, or your mate, or your children, or it can be a whole variety of things, but it has to do with life. And that's what we're looking for. Short on time, on the next sec, there are two things for you to do. What I did here was simply look through the scriptures at the list. Paul especially is famous for lists. But one of the neat things about Paul is whenever he tells you to remove something, he always tells you what to put back in it. Because we don't like to have our props taken out of us. And if we have negative things that we have built our life on, and I tell you to get rid of it, then I'm pulling out a prop from underneath you, and you're real unsteady. Unless I tell you what to, or help you decide on what to put back in as a prop, in order to stabilize you, you have problems. And Paul always, almost always does that. If he tells you what to take out, he tells you what to put in. The idea behind this is for you to do some personal examination. Once again, we're running out of time, so what I'd like for you to do is, as you look at this one, this is the negative connotation. I'd like for you to go through and just kind of make a little check or a little mark as you think about your own life, where you are. Are you one toward an immature, means it's a problem in your life, something that you really need to work on, or a number 10? Hey, this is not a particular problem for me. Does that mean that you're a blessed individual? Yeah, because some of these things are not a problem for me, and some of them may be a problem for you, and the ones that are not a problem for you will be a problem for me. So some of these ought to look pretty good. Some of them you may be a little disappointed, and that's okay. And then the next list is the positive things, things I want to put in my life. Things I want to put in my life. The positive things that I should have. And where am I then on that step? How am I on compassion? Am I down on the immature side, or is this something that is a strength for me? I'd like for you to go then through that, and you may have to, we'll have a little bit of time. And then I'd like for you to choose one from each category. One of the negatives, one of the positives. I'd like for you to mark it down. What is the attitude that I'm working on? What will I do specifically to help that? What will I do specifically? Just don't say I'm going to fix it. Be specific. And then, when should I expect to see progress? And then, think carefully about who you might share your plan with. Because, see, growth doesn't happen by itself, does it? Maturity doesn't happen unless you decide to do it. I'd like for you to think about, this is your homework assignment, because we're out of time, is to go through these items on those two things, the negatives and the positives, and then choose one and think through it. That's your homework. And we'll talk about this tomorrow. So we'll come back on Thursday. So you got lots of time to work on it. Thank you so much. You got 10 minutes. We'll see you then.